Civilian workers at Alaska's military installations are being formally notified that they'll be required to take up to 11 days off work, unpaid, by October 1st to comply with federal budget cuts mandated through the sequester process. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Fort Wainwright spokeswoman Linda Douglas says details are still sketchy on the furloughs that the post's civilian workers will be required to take between July 8th and September 30th, the end of the federal fiscal year. Douglas says the post's workers this week are being given the first formal, though preliminary, notice about the furloughs.
We expect about 365 people at Fort Wainwright to be affected by the furlough.
Alaska's biggest military installation will naturally sustain the largest number of furloughs. Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson officials said this afternoon they began providing their workforce as of Tuesday with information that about 1,930 workers will be affected. Eielson Air Force Base spokesman Captain Joost Verdijn says about 320 civilian workers at the base are likely to be furloughed. Fort Greely spokeswoman Deborah Coble says about 165 employees at the post could be affected, but she says that does not include the number of those who may be exempted because they work in emergency services or other jobs related to health and safety. Verdijn says 28 Eielson civilians who work at mission essential jobs already have been exempted.
These are employees who are in critical areas for Eielson, areas that we can't afford for them to not be there. Specifically, they belong to three different areas. The first part is the base power plant. Also, the child development center, child care to be provided for military professionals. And lastly is the sexual assault response coordinator. We have a civilian in that office as well, and that's an office we would like to keep fully manned.
Douglas says Army policy will require civilian workers to take the furloughs discontinuously, meaning all 11 days can't be taken off all at once. But she says exceptions may be granted by the post commander on a case-by-case basis. Civilian contractor personnel will not be required to take the furloughs. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.